每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
The city is going to tear down those old houses and put up a new shopping center.
Another shopping center? That's nothing new.
The more the better, don't you think so?
There's something wrong with my TV set.
Do you want me to have a look at it?
It's very kind of you, but my husband might be able to repair it.
Jenny, look at the letter you've just typed. There are so many mistakes.
I'm sorry, I'll type it again.
You know I must have it mailed as soon as possible.
I'll be as quick as possible. They wouldn't let Bill play baseball yesterday.
What was the problem? I thought he was the best pitcher.
He hasn't had his medical checkup this year.
How do I look in this new sweater I bought yesterday? I was in a hurry, so I didn't have a chance to try it on.
Well, I really like the style, but it looks a little tight. You might take it back and get the next size up.
B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话。回答第6和第7两个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Would you cut off a bit more there above the ear?
Don't you think it needs a little taken off on top too?
I guess it would be better.
About like this?
No, not that much. Now, yes, that's fine.
Shave also, sir?
Yes.
How do you want your mustache cut?
Just straighten the edges a bit.
Is Merman's aftershave all right?
Don't you have any bay rum?
Oh, yes.
I prefer that, then.
How about hair tonic?
Something not too oily.
Vitalis?
Yes, that's fine. How much does it cost in all?
$15.50, sir.
Would you cut off a bit more there, above the ear?
Don't you think it needs a little taken off on top, too?
I guess it would be better.
About like this?
No, not that much. Now, yes, that's fine.
Shave also, sir?
Yes.
How do you want your mustache cut?
Just straighten the edges a bit.
Is Merman's aftershave all right?
Don't you have any bay rum?
Oh, yes.
I prefer that, then.
How about hair tonic?
Something not too oily.
Vitalis?
Yes, that's fine.How much does it cost in all?
$15.50, sir.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the Cross Bakery building?
The Cross Bakery building? Oh, sure. You're actually walking in the opposite direction.
Oh, you're kidding. I thought I was heading east.
No, east is the other direction. Go down the road until you hit Broadway. Then make a left turn and the building is on your left-hand side. Do you want me to show you the way?
Thanks for the offer, but I think I've got it. Hopefully, I won't get lost again on my way there.Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the Cross Bakery building?
The Cross Bakery building? Oh, sure. You're actually walking in the opposite direction.
Oh, you're kidding. I thought I was heading east.
No, east is the other direction. Go down the road until you hit Broadway. Then make a left turn and the building is on your left-hand side. Do you want me to show you the way?
Thanks for the offer, but I think I've got it. Hopefully, I won't get lost again on my way there.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Welcome to our program, EcoTour. Today, we are honored to invite Mr. Burns to be our special guest. Welcome, Mr. Burns.
Thanks. Today, I'm going to suggest some EcoTours to you.
Okay. First, can you tell us what countries are well known for EcoTour?
Actually, there are lots of countries. For example, Brazil, Australia, and China are some of the popular places nowadays.
Well, what can tourists do in these countries?
Quite a lot of activities. For example, we can go dolphin watching in China and river rafting in Australia.
River rafting? Terrific!
Yes, we can also go mountain climbing in Brazil and bird watching in America.
Wow, it sounds great! Mr. Burns, thank you for your kind introduction.
You're welcome.
Welcome to our program, EcoTour.Today, we are honored to invite Mr. Burns to be our special guest. Welcome, Mr. Burns.
Thanks. Today, I'm going to suggest some EcoTours to you.
Okay. First, can you tell us what countries are well known for EcoTour?
Actually, there are lots of countries. For example, Brazil, Australia, and China are some of the popular places nowadays.
Well, what can tourists do in these countries?
Quite a lot of activities. For example,We can go dolphin watching in China and river rafting in Australia.
River rafting? Terrific!
Yes, we can also go mountain climbing in Brazil and bird watching in America.
Wow, it sounds great! Mr. Burns, thank you for your kind introduction.
You're welcome.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Take a seat. How are you getting along?
Fine, thank you.
You are here as a doctorate student, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Please tell me your background.
I graduated from Fudan University in Foreign Language Literature, and I have been working as an English teacher for the university for 5 years. Now I want to study ESP, English for special purpose.
Fine. I think you'd better take course 505. That will improve your spoken English. You can also start with course 823. If you like, you can take the History of American Literature as an elective course, too. Here's your registration slip.
Thank you.
Not at all. By the way, what are your plans for the summer vacation?
Oh, I don't know. I learned that if I choose to enroll myself in a summer session, I may be able to complete studies for credits toward my degree, equal to those that I would earn in half or one-third of a regular academic year.
Yes, that's right. But extra tuition and fee charges will also need to be paid for those who attend summer schools.
May I apply for a part-time job on the campus now? I want to earn some money for the summer school.
Yes, well, you can look through the list of these faculty members looking for student assistance.
Thank you very much. See you.
See you. Take a seat. How are you getting along?
Fine, thank you.
You are here as a doctorate student, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Please tell me your background.
I graduated from Fudan University in Foreign Language Literature, and I have been working as an English teacher for the university for 5 years. Now I want to study ESP, English for Special Purpose.
Fine. I think you'd better take course 505. That will improve your spoken English. You can also start with course 823. If you like, you can take the History of American Literature as an elective course, too. Here's your registration slip.
Thank you.
Not at all. By the way, what are your plans for the summer vacation?
Oh, I don't know. I learned that if I choose to enroll myself in a summer session, I may be able to complete studies for credits toward my degree, equal to those that I would earn in half or one-third of a regular academic year.
Yes, that's right. But extra tuition and fee charges will also need to be paid for those who attend summer schools.
May I apply for a part-time job on the campus now? I want to earn some money for the summer school.
Yes, well, you can look through the list of these faculty members looking for student assistance.
Thank you very much. See you.
See you.
Millions of people all over the world use the word okay. In fact, some people say the word is used more often than any other word in the world. Okay means all right or acceptable. It expresses agreement or approval. Still, language experts do not agree about where the word came from. Some people say it came from the Native American Indian tribe known as the Choctaw. The Choctaw word okay means the same as the American word okay. Experts say early explorers in the American West spoke the Choctaw language in the 19th century. The language spread across the country. But many people dispute this. Language expert Alan Walker Reed wrote about the word okay in reports published in the 1960s. He said the word began being used in the 1830s. It was a short way of writing a different spelling of the words all correct. Some foreign-born people wrote all correct as O-L-L-K-O-R-R-E-C-T and used the letters O-K. Still, others say a political organization invented the word. The organization supported Martin Van Buren for president in 1840. They called their group the O-K Club. The letters were taken from the name of the town where Martin Van Buren was born, Old Kinderhook, New York. Not everyone agrees with this explanation either, but experts do agree that the word is purely American, and it has spread to almost every country on Earth. Millions of people all over the world use the word okay. In fact, some people say the word is used more often than any other word in the world. Okay means all right or acceptable. It expresses agreement or approval. Still, language experts do not agree about where the word came from. Some people say it came from the Native American Indian tribe known as the Choctaw. The Choctaw word okay means the same as the American word okay. Experts say early explorers in the American West spoke the Choctaw language in the 19th century. The language spread across the country. But many people dispute this. Language expert Alan Walker Reed wrote about the word okay in reports published in the 1960s. He said the word began being used in the 1830s. It was a short way of writing a different spelling of the words all correct. Some foreign-born people wrote all correct as O-L-L-K-O-R-R-E-C-T and used the letters O-K. Still, others say a political organization invented the word. The organization supported Martin Van Buren for president in 1840. They called their group the O-K Club. The letters were taken from the name of the town where Martin Van Buren was born, Old Kinderhook, New York. Not everyone agrees with this explanation either, but experts do agree that the word is purely American, and it has spread to almost every country on Earth.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力理解部分到此结束。